of being shadow banned, but that's okay. If they pull me off one, I'm on the other, you know? All right, here we go.
What you call galloping fascism.
That's about describes it. You always have a way of getting right to the point, David. I notice this. All right.
Led by Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, indeed. You know, we are in a time of soft Nazism, I would argue.
Oh, absolutely.
David Horowitz is here, the Horowitz Center, author. The Politics of Bad Faith is one of my favorite books you've written, David. It's your most philosophical book, and I really admire it. You've written a shelf of books. In fact, the shelf is groaning under the weight of the books you've written.
I know, I can't stop myself.
I know, you seem to crank out one every 3 months at an average. It's incredible.
Well, it's the only place where you get justice at the page that you write.
No, it's right. Although I've heard rumors that Amazon is shadow banning certain books. Most recently, Steve Dace, his book about Fauci, called Fauci and Bargain. Apparently, it's been shadow banned, and he was the number one. And so they're out there. I mean, this is the times we're living in.
Yep.
So David, I mean, in a nutshell, as someone who's been in the trenches a long time, both on the left side and on the right side, what do we do? I mean, how do we? I mean, is this? I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, that's the reason I wrote my book, The Enemy Within: Our Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. I was part of that movement. I didn't think of myself as a totalitarian, but I was part of the New Left, leader of it. Mm. I edited the largest magazine of the New Left. And I left the left when I realized that it was a hate America left. It was not about peace or social justice or anything like that. And that happened when the Vietnam War, the left's great victory of that period was to drive America out of Vietnam and cause us to abandon our Vietnamese allies. And when the communists took over, they proceeded to slaughter 2.5 million Indochinese peasants. There was not a single demonstration, not one, against that slaughter. And that showed me that there never was an anti-war movement. It was also always an anti-American movement. They didn't give a damn about the Vietnamese any more than they give a damn about Blacks, for example.
Right. Well, they're looting Black neighborhoods, burning Black businesses.
Oh, yeah, just look at this last thing in Atlanta, you know, take away the All-Star Game. Okay, so you deprive Black Atlanta of $100 million.
Exactly, one of the most prosperous Black cities in America. And now they're moving into predominantly white Denver, the Coors Stadium, ironically.
Yeah, leftists are the worst enemies of Black people and all minorities.
And it's also patronizing and insulting and racist for them to suggest that somehow Black people cannot register to vote just like everyone else.
Well, it's totally racist. The Democrat Party is an anti-American party. It's a racist party, and they're connected. Anybody who describes America as white supremacist is a racist and a hater and an America hater. And that's the Democrat Party today. Look, if America were white supremacist, this is such cloud cuckoo land stuff. If it were white supremacists, you would think that white people would be the richest ethnic group in America. But no, it's Indians. It's South Asian Indians like Kamala Harris.
Right.
And the second richest ethnic group are Japanese Americans. And that's the third thing about Democrats. They're all liars and they lie every time they move their lips practically. Biden in particular, he can't do a sentence without.
Of course. The entire infrastructure is built on lies. And now they've got their critical race theory, which is about as tyrannical as I've ever seen.
Crackpot racism, that's what it is.
And you know what's worse about this? There's an article in the Washington Examiner yesterday which says that I'm here in Boston, that the Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is one of the biggest medical institutions in the country, actually, they are going with critical race theory, and they're going to treat Black patients before others. I mean,
when I say the Democrat Party is it's a Ku Klux Klan party. Everything they're going to do is going to be based on their racism. They call it equity. All equity means is stealing from white people and giving it to black people and other minorities. And they do it under this Orwellian idea that blacks are marginalized in our society. In fact, they're the center of attention
of course. America. There's and never the been a chief, better time to be
the
black.
The chief beneficiaries of skin privilege.
Right. No, and absolutely.
Oh, you're black, you go to the head of the jobs line, you go to the head of the line and get into a college, you go to the head of the line and get a promotion, you get free goodies all over the place. And if you're brown and illegal, it's even better. New York is giving over $50,000 to every illegal they can find. It's just...
How do they justify that? I mean, here we're going through a pandemic where people are losing their businesses and their jobs. People are suffering. And all of a sudden, they're turning around and they're going to help out illegal aliens who have just been in the country for a brief period of time.
They don't have to justify it. That's the problem. And there's two reasons. One is I wrote 5 books on universities and how they were first being taken over and then run by brain dead Marxists.
Right.
And nobody on the right paid hardly any attention. I had one book, The Professors, which did well, but there was never any action. The other problem is the right. The Republicans are still calling these people liberals. They're fascists. They want to stamp out free speech. They would put you in a concentration camp. Oh, this cancel culture is fascist culture. When they banned Dr. Seuss, that's book burning. That's what Nazis did. You don't hear anybody on the right saying things like that. If cancel culture sounds, whatever. There's nobody behind it. It's not a threat. These people are a threat. They've got people locked up in Washington from January 6th without bail. This is monstrous. This was a relatively mild protest. Linda Sarsour, a rabid anti-Semite and pro-terrorist, led demonstrations inside the judiciary hearings for the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh with a specific goal of obstructing them. That was an insurrection.
Indeed.
But the Democrats on the committee all said that's democracy in action.
Well, an insurrection is the looting of the Hatfield Courthouse in Portland, Oregon.
That's another one.
They don't even cover it.
It's going on every day. They just had a big one in New York. The violence is all on the left. These are the fascists. And I long for some Republican to have the cojones to use that word.
Well, some of them are, but most of them are enthralled with, they were part of the anti-Trump movement. Now, recently Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, they're protesting the state of Georgia, asserting its right to regulate voting and to protect the state from suppression, which is when a false vote is cast. And here in Boston, Jeff Kuhner, I know Jeff, you should go on with him. He was talking about the possibility that these big companies are responding to social scoring by the big tech, Google and Facebook, that they have like a means by which they're examining now all businesses. It's called the ESG. E stands for environment, S stands for social justice or socialism, and G stands for governance. And if a business doesn't have a high enough score in any one of those three areas in terms of goose-stepping to the left, then they're going to lose their position in big tech. They're going to not have interviews. They're not going to get their name.
Yeah, well, I think these immunity passports will one day incorporate all that. It's internal passports. It's fascism.
But this is the most troubling because they're using means of communication.
It's in league with German corporations. That's what fascism is.
Of course.
The book burning. And in addition to racism, Jew hatred. Biden's first acts are to give hundreds of millions of dollars that Trump took away from Palestinian terrorists, whose overt goal is to destroy the Jewish state and kill the Jews. The genocidal terrorists, that's what Biden is sponsoring.
Plus, I think they've allowed a reopening of the office in Washington for them. And yesterday was Yom HaShoah, and I was watching some interviews with people who have done journals on their, you know, their grandparents' experience in the Holocaust. And one of the themes that I noticed, and I was thinking about this more acutely, is that they all reported that the Nazi government seized their parents' and grandparents' businesses, seized the property, they never got it back. In other words, they redistributed the wealth. And that's sort of what fascism does. It seizes private ownership, it removes it.
Whites and Jews in America are playing the role of Jews in Germany for the Democrats. It's unbelievable the way anti-white racism is just, you know, it's currency.
It is the currency.
And don't get called out for it.
Well, I mean, they control the high ground in the media and in culture.
I think it's the other issue is that conservatives in America and Republicans are too damn polite. They don't want to embarrass their enemies in public. They get called racists. They get called white supremacists. They get called traitors. They get called insurrectionists. And their name for Democrats is liberals. The hell is that about?
No, they have to stand up to that. I mean, if somebody calls you racist, you have to stand up and say, no, actually, you support racism. You support policies that have damaged the Black family and the Black church and Black education.
And they're destroying the language, which is another thing that totalitarians, I mean, that, you know, it's Orwell, you know.
Oh, yeah, clearly. I mean, we define words.
War is peace. Infrastructure is.
You know, they're calling this human rights catastrophe on the southern border that Biden immediately caused. They're calling that a quote unquote challenge.
Yeah.
You know, talk about use of Orwellian language.
Child abuse. It's disgusting.
And they've added to the cages that Obama first built.
Despite without any rationale.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, they just on day one, it was just an F you to Trump. That's all it was.
First, all the Trump policies that secured the border. So now we have a situation where a conservative estimate is that 1 million illegals will pour into the country and 10% of them will have COVID. That's 100,000 COVID carriers are coming into our country, not to mention the terrorists, the sex traffickers, the violent criminals.
Yeah.
The blood of Americans is on the heads of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden in particular. What a scumbag he is.
And yet we're the ones getting arrested if we step out at the front door without a friggin' mask on.
Science. I just watched a video of an epidemiologist who said that anybody who wears a mask in the open air is crazy.
Of course, it hurts your immune system.
The average
the sun kills the virus.
The average age of a COVID death is 78.6,
and that is under 1%. So it's really, you know, I mean, this is insane. Now, there's a video that's gone viral.
From their point of view, because their agenda is control of everything.
Oh, yeah, and they're not going to let go of it. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever see
an end. They're fascists. Nancy Pelosi is a fascist. I think we're crippling ourselves in this fight by not using words like that.
I couldn't agree more. You know, my new book is Toward Fascist America. There's a great video that's gone viral of this. I think he's a Catholic priest who has the brown-shirted police show up at his church during Easter, and he starts screaming at them. I don't know if you've seen this. He's like, get out, Gestapo, get out, you're Nazi psychopaths.
What they're doing is they're creating a conservative resistance. And I think that's the brightest spot we have. That is, when I came into the right 40 years ago, I looked around and said, where's the ground army? The left has all these organizations. They harass politicians, they harass corporations, they harass universities, and they get their way through the harassment. And there's nobody on the right. There's no mass organization. Well, Trump has created one.
He did, yeah. And we don't have that kind of centralized authority. I mean, the Republican Party itself is not, like the Democratic Party is centralized. It's run by big donors. They're
communists. And yeah. When I say, look, there's no difference between communists and fascists.
No, there's not.
Totalitarian ideology.
Yeah,
National socialists, you know.
Exactly. National socialism is, it describes it. It's a binomial, two sides of the same coin. And it's just a different style. But both are anti-American and both are anti-individual and both are anti-freedom. You know, I'm glad that you're calling it out in no uncertain terms. We have to stand up to this.
I wrote this book, turn the tables. The Enemy Within is a guide to these leftist ideologies, how they've infected, Black Lives Matter, how that's infected the whole society and led to blacklists of conservatives. I have a whole section on blacklists. It's a nightmare. And on the crucifixion of Brett Kavanaugh, that tells you everything you need to know about Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party, what an evil party it is. What they did to that guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going through his high school yearbook, you know, I wonder what they're going to say about Andrew Cuomo.
Go through the liar to Christine Blasey Ford's yearbook, which talked about boasted about the drunken parties where people blacked out.
Oh, sure. I mean, look.
This is a Republican problem. Why were they hearing, why did they agree to hear Blasey Ford? Because they're intimidated by these feminist wackos. Why should a woman who's hasn't complained about an alleged event for 37 years that took place in high school where no real sex was even involved, why should that be part of the confirmation hearings for a Supreme Court?
Ridiculous. And not only that, but the lawyer that was brought in, the government lawyer, she was proving that, you know, something maybe happened with Ford, but it was in a different party. I mean, she showed
that Ford is a shameless liar. She claimed that she built two front doors for her house because of the trauma. She was too claustrophobic, that she was a traumatization of this non-existent incident, which nobody present, including her best friend, had any recollection of. And then it turned out that she built the second door because she was creating a rental apartment for Stanford students. I mean, it didn't fly.
And it's
disgusting what Republicans have allowed to happen.
It is.
It was only that moment with Lindsey Graham where you had some refreshing.
Some backbone, yeah. And now, of course, with Andrew Cuomo, I don't know if we'll. I mean, the sex scandal is really the minor story there. The bigger story is putting COVID-19 people in nursing homes.
The governor of New Jersey did. This transgendered idiot.
She took her mother out of the nursing home
and killed other elderly patients. It's
eugenics, is what that is. Talk about fascist agendas.
Hardly language for it. What I was hoping in writing this book, The Enemy Within, was to give people the language that they need to use to give them the reality that they can justify that language. When you see what they're doing, systematically destroy the integrity of elections. No photo ID. You need a photo ID to get food stamps, for crying out to you.
Ridiculous.
You need a photo ID to get into the Democratic convention. And the solution, if it were true, but it's one of the Democrats' big Hitlerian lies, that poor blacks are too stupid to get photo IDs, then the solution is you create a program to supply them with it.
Exactly.
They don't want that. They want to steal elections the way they stole the 2020 election.
Well, all it does is codify the steal, and it's you know, it cancels out real votes with fake votes, and it suppresses all of our votes, including Black votes. It's really
systematically, as we speak, dismantling the American system.
Yes, indeed.
Attack on free speech, the attack on voter integrity. Now he's got a commission to pack the Supreme Court and turn it into a legislative body that their attempts to abolish or circumvent the Electoral College, which is in the Constitution. They're transferring of authority over elections to state Supreme Courts when the Constitution clearly says it's the state legislatures. They are destroying the American system as we speak.
Yeah, not to mention DC statehood and packing, as you say, the Supreme Court. Look, the midterm election,
guns out of the hands of law-abiding people.
Oh, yeah, you know,
there is no gun violence epidemic in America.
No, there's not.
There's an epidemic of criminal use of guns in our inner cities, particularly among the Black population, whose main victims are also Black. They don't want to deal with that. They want to go after ordinary citizens, just the way the Nazis did. Take away the guns.
That's right. America has 200 million Americans own guns. I mean, that's
400 million.
Yeah. Including in my own state of Massachusetts. So I don't think that's a winning issue for them. Now, David, the midterm is coming up within months. Do you think that Republicans are going to be able to take back the House? And
if they don't, you and I might be in one of their concentration
camps. We're going to be off to a FEMA camp. I agree. I mean, this is very troubling right now. Yeah. I mean, we have to do this.
Reprogrammed or whatever they call it.
Yeah, sensitivity training. You know, this really ridiculous race, this Fakakta race theory crap. It's it's almost like a Nazi eugenics type thing. It's disgusting.
Yes.
So, David, where can people get your excellent book?
Oh, everywhere. Amazon. You can go up to my website at frontpagemagazine.com and get it. You should probably be able to get it at, you know, Walmarts and Targets as well.
Good. All right. Well, that's good to know. It's a good primer for how to respond to the radicals on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Excellent book. David Horowitz, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it as always.
Charles, same. Take care.